WMRA News, I'm Bob Ledecky. The General Assembly votes down one option for improving Interstate 81. Meanwhile, both chambers must agree on budget numbers, but they're still $500 million apart, and Medicaid expansion is still uncertain. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, February 23rd.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
In 2016, there were more than 2,000 crashes on Interstate 81. Lawmakers in Richmond are considering ways to pay for improvements to the highway. But as Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports, one proposal for a regional gas tax failed this week.
Republican Senator Emmett Hanger represents the Stanton area. Walking around the state capitol, he wears a little lapel pin that says Interstate 81. Hanger says if commuters want that road improved, lawmakers have to come up with a way to pay for it.
There are consequences of our inaction. All the accidents, the huge delays that are costing people tremendous amounts of time and money.
Hanger proposed a regional gas tax, but that died in subcommittee this week. A bill to study alternative ways to fund construction still lives.
I'm quick to point out that studying doesn't put any money in our treasury to actually pay for improvements.
Mike O'Connor is a lobbyist for gas station owners. He says tolling trucks or high occupancy lanes would be less of a burden on local businesses.
For this year, I think the way to go is to look at the House and to have a serious study of these various options and come back next January.
In the meantime, Interstate 81 will be getting more wear and tear. Almost half of all trucking miles in Virginia are traveled on it. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Meanwhile, almost $500 million separates the adopted budgets of the Virginia House and Senate. The Richmond Times-Dispatch quotes Senator Scott Surivale, a Democrat from Fairfax, as saying the $500 million difference makes impending negotiations equal to, quote, starting off with one person on Mercury and the other on Pluto. Senate Majority Leader Tommy Norment, a Republican from James City, called the difference in the budgets adopted Thursday a chasm. The House budget accepts more than $2.5 billion in federal funding for Medicaid expansion, allowing a redirection of at least $370 million in savings to education and mental health care, among other areas. It also offers several raises, including a 2% boost for public employees. The Senate budget, which also includes new spending for Virginia's mental health care system, offers a 2% raise for public employees if funds are available. Lawmakers may be on the verge of expanding health insurance to poor people, but they're hearing opposition from the right and the left. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports from the Capitol.
Liberal groups don't like the work requirement, and conservative groups fear higher taxes. That's the needle lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are trying to thread as they head into an intense round of budget negotiations to expand Medicaid to 400,000 people who live in poverty or with disabilities. J.C. Hernandez at the right-leaning Americans for Prosperity says expanding Medicaid to healthy people would be a mistake.
We're expanding this massive Obamacare program to folks that are able-bodied and can work, and we're really leaving those who really need it, the sick, the ill, the disabled, behind.
Anna Shull at the left-leaning Progress Virginia says the new work requirements for people to get access to health insurance creates an unnecessary barrier.
You have to be healthy in order to be able to go to work. And for many of these low-income Virginians who have been going for years without reliable and steady access to quality health care, they need both tracks simultaneously.
So while groups on the right and left are critical of the compromise, there's another potential stumbling block. The lone Republican senator who supports Medicaid expansion is opposed to the hospital bed tax that funds the state's portion of the cost. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
Legislation to give Virginia's elementary school children more time to play outside during the day continues to advance in the General Assembly. From partner station WCVE, Megan Pauley reports.
There's a popular phrase, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. Even legislators often take recess. But a group of local moms say their kids don't get enough recess in elementary school. Muriel Ramirez-Holkin lives in Fairfax County and says her son was initially very excited to start kindergarten. But she says that excitement wore off quickly.
After 2 weeks, he said, "This is too much, Mommy. We don't get to play. This is only work, work, work."
Starting this fall, Virginia's state code will allow districts to use recess to meet the minimum requirement for physical activity. Currently, that's 20 minutes a day. Ramirez, Holkin, and others say that's not enough. They say unstructured outside recess should be in addition to other extracurricular activities like PE class. Megan Pauley, WMRA News, Capitol Square.
Finally, an anonymous benefactor purchased 200 tickets from a Stanton theater so that local children and families can go see the new movie, The Black Panther. The news leader in Stanton reports that the donor contacted the Stanton Parks and Recreation Department asking how he or she could get 200 tickets into the hands of kids who would otherwise not be able to see the box office smashing Marvel movie. The tickets were purchased through the Visualite Cinema and distributed to kids through the Boys and Girls Club, the Valley Mission, the Booker T. Washington Community Center, and handed out in various neighborhoods. Visualite is showing Black Panther now through March 8th, and the 200 tickets are good for any showing of the movie. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Friday.